Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Vic Harris. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Rosello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Stone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Stone. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bake McBride. Batting second. The second baseman, Tom Heintzelman. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Curtis. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, John Curtis. And now, play ball. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a line drive into right field. Smith picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Smith. Here's the throw into the infield and Harris is out. Monday moves to second. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Monday moves to third. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal takes first base on ball four. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride takes first base on ball four. Tom Heintzelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heintzelman strikes out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. McBride moves to second. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Curtis, and towards Tyson, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McCarver. The throw from Swisher to Rosello and they have McCarver trapped. The throw over to Thornton, who applies the tag for the out. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heinzelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tyson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-1 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Curtis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtis takes first base on ball 4. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McBride hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Curtis moves to third. Tom Heinzelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heinzelman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heinzelman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Curtis scores. McBride moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Curtis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cardenal moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cruz. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Cardenal scores. Madlock moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Cardinals, 1. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Madlock scores. Thornton moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to second for the out. Thornton scores. One out. It's 3-1, Cubs. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone bunts towards first. Simmons scoops it up and throws to first, with Heinzelman covering, for the out. Rosello moves to second. Two outs. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Rosello trying to get to home. Smith throws the ball into McCarver, who tags Rosello, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morales. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Madlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Thornton, and towards Harris, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. Simmons moves to third. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Curtis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. Morales takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morales moves to second. Mike Garman now pitching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to second for the out. Morales moves to third. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tyson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tyson hits a fly ball into left field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Garman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McBride hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardenal. McBride reaches second base with a double. Tom Heinzelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heinzelman is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heinzelman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rosello hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone bunts towards the mound. Garman fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosello moves to second. Two outs. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swisher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-2 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris misplays the ball. That's an error on Harris. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCarver takes first base on ball 4. Cruz moves to second. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-2 in the game. Reitz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cruz scores. McCarver moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Cubs. Lou Brock pinch hits for Mike Tyson. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jack Hyndman now playing shortstop. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Monday strikes out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cardinal hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Mike Garman. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Heinzelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heinzelman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heinzelman hits a fly ball into left field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Orlando Pena now pitching. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Alexander pinch runs for Bill Madlock. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alexander. The throw from McCarver and he is out, Heinzelman applying the tag. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Swisher strikes out. Two outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosello is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Rosello hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thornton moves to third. Rosello moves to second. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heinzelman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone now playing third base. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Fanzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-3 in the game. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Harris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCarver is hit by the pitch. Cruz moves to second. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reitz hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Harris reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Morales hits a line drive into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Kessinger now playing shortstop. Dave Rosello now playing second base. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Jack Hyman. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zamora fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Melendez pinch hits for Orlando Pena. Luis Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melendez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Hickman moves to second. One out. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McBride hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Heinzelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heinzelman is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heinzelman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zamora fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.